We mentioned the spectacle in the sky last night. I'm joined by David Moore from Astronomy Ireland, and we were going to have a chat about, you know, how to best use Christmas presents that involve telescopes, etc., and a workshop that's going to be taking place this Wednesday. Having said that, I just want to give David a welcome, but also just a quick word on last night. David, you're very welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much, Angela.
Quite the night in terms of anybody interested in the aurora. Tell us a little bit about what you observed yourself.
Yeah, well, we did predict it every day for the goodness knows how many decades. We've been posting on our social media whether there's going to be an aurora or not. And last night, or at sunset, we always do this, we said there was going to be a huge one, and it didn't let us down. And we'll be predicting at sunset today. It's going to continue again tonight. That's what's expected. In Ireland, the problem is always the weather. We had good weather for most of the country last night. Tonight, I'm not so sure. But all you can do is hope for breaks in the clouds. Maybe you'll get a clear sky and you get the same spectacle we saw last night, which was lovely rays and bands of light across the sky. I could see the colours with the naked eye, especially after midnight, and I think they were strongest. And the photographs, of course, our Christmas lecture was all about smartphone astrophotography. And smartphones have got the advantage over the human eye that they can take a long exposure for several seconds, whereas our eyes are like video cameras taking several pictures per second. Mm. The light never builds up as good as it does on your camera phone. So we want people to send us their best photo, not all of them, because we already have hundreds in, just your best one, to Astronomy Ireland magazine. You go to our website, astronomy.ie, you'll see contact us, and they'll tell you where to email them, magazine@astronomy.ie, if you're good at memorizing email addresses. But just remember astronomy.ie, and get on that social media list so you don't miss the next one. I saw 12 auroras from Ireland last year. Most of them were minor affairs, but two or three of them were as big as the one last night. And if you're not checking the social media every day, you might miss the next one.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's such a treat. And as you say, the camera on the phone seems to be able to capture a lot that the naked eye isn't catching here in the West. I know that even just from personal experience. I know today you were going to... Did you actually, before I leave us, did you say there's going to be more tonight?
Yes, they're expecting another one tonight. There was a big explosion on the sun 2 days ago. This one actually rocketed across space to hit us in 25 hours. It normally takes 3 to 4 days. So it was a super fast one as well, which probably explains the intensity also. And these explosions on the sun can happen at any stage. But the great thing is spacecraft are watching it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And when we see one of these explosions, we can usually guess if it's going to hit the Earth or not. The timing is a bit more tricky. We're not really always sure to within 12 hours. But we did say yesterday, watch from dusk till dawn. And the people who did were waiting with their cameras and snapped away, and then, of course, the whole internet went crazy about it. So astronomy.ie and the social media links are down the bottom, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X. They're all there, whichever one you prefer, and we'll keep you posted.
Good stuff. And just before I let you go, we were going to have a chat about the Wednesday workshop that's taking place at 7 p.m. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, it's on tomorrow, and details, again, are on astronomy.ie. It's in the Dublin area. So if you were outside the M50, you don't have to go into Dublin City. If you can travel there and you've got a telescope you need help with, great. If not, we'll be setting up giant telescopes for everyone else to look at the planet Jupiter now at its closest. It's blazing all night in the evening sky. You can't miss it. Also on our social media, we'll be posting the time to see the International Space Station. I can tell you, tonight at 6:30 p.m, it'll blaze across the sky for a couple of minutes. And the big story, twice a year we do this, our evening classes start next Wednesday, so you can enroll for those now on astronomy.ie, and they're aimed at beginners. The whole family can sit down and enjoy them because they're online in the comfort of your own house. So astronomy.ie, join the society to get the magazine as well as the free social media, and come to some of the events, even the online ones.
Brilliant stuff. As always, a pleasure, David. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you again soon. Cheerio.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Angela.
You're more than welcome. Bye-bye now. David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. And don't forget Astronomy Ireland, the magazine as well. Fabulous information and photographs and everything else. They're very happy to get any particular shots that you feel are really worth sharing. So just check out their website. And if you didn't see much last night, maybe tonight might be your lucky night.